Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME. I'm Tasha, T-A-S-H-A, Threadgill, T-H-R-E-A-D-G-I-L-L. Tasha Threadgill is a 45-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-5-22. Apparently she fell down the back steps of the house where she was working. There were four steps, and she believes she injured her left arm and hand as well as her back. There was water and rock salt on the steps, but they were still slippery. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of sprained hand and arm as well as a fracture in her back. She received physical therapy but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Threadgill alleged she slipped and fell on back steps on 1-5-22. Sustaining permanent injury to the left hand as well as thoracic and lumbar spines. Paired medical records show she was seen by patient first on 1-6-22. Paired she stated she was at work walking and stepped on rock salt area that was wet. Paired she slipped and fell, injuring her left thumb, comma, left arm, upper arm and shoulder, comma, lower back in the buttocks area, and also pain on the left thigh anteriorly. She underwent clinical exam and x-rays of the shoulder that were red as normal. Paired x-rays of the fingers were normal. Paired x-rays of the sacrum and coccyx showed no fractures. Paired she was diagnosed with a sprain, comma, fracture, comma, bruise. Scratch that. She was diagnosed with a sprain of the sacroiliac joint, comma, sprain of the left thumb, comma, and sprain of the left shoulder. She was initiated on conservative care and immediately referred for orthopedic consultation. She followed up at patient first through 1-18-22. She reported not getting better. She was authorized to perform light duty. She was advised to follow up with orthopedics as had been recommended previously. On 1-23-22, she was seen again at patient first when she expressed she would like to go back to work. She felt her pain had improved. There was no indication on physical exam the patient should not be allowed to return to work. Period. Returned to work. Full duty clearance was given at that time. In paragraph. Nevertheless, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Fletcher on 2-2-22. She had less pain now, but still had some difficulty with gripping, grasping, or lifting. She was getting this hand surgical opinion due to these issues. He performed an exam and x-rays of the left hand, diagnosing left hand pain, comma, sprain of the left carpal joint of the wrist, comma, and sprain of the metacarpal phalangeal joint of the left thumb. He instructed her in a home therapy program and may consider formal physical therapy. She followed up with Dr. Fletcher over the next few months. On 3-2-22, she was back to work full duty. She believed she could transition to home therapy after attending some formal therapy. He authorized her to do so, and that she could continue to work without restrictions. It appeared if she has any increasing discomfort, she will return for repeat evaluation, but otherwise she had reached maximum medical benefit and was released from his care. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen at Rothman on 3/9/22 by Dr. Obouyat for her thoracolumbar pain. Period. She reported having been given naproxen for the pain without any significant relief. Period. She had not done any physical therapy over the last 6 months. Period. She did not have any injections, surgeries, or injuries to her back before. Period. He diagnosed thoracic spine pain, comma, vertebrogenic low back pain, comma, as well as low back pain of unspecified chronicity. Period. He referred her for additional radiographic studies. Period. He did note lumbar flexion extension x-rays were reviewed. Period. These were limited by body habitus. But there was no obvious finding of compression fracture in the thoracic or lumbar region. Period. He placed her on a Medrol dose pack and referred her for MRI studies. Period. The plain x-rays appeared to be within normal limits. Period. New paragraph. She did undergo an MRI of the thoracic spine on 3/23/22 to be inserted. Period. That same day, she had an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted. Period. She followed up on 4/6/22 with Dr. Obouyat to review these results. Period. She did not have much improvement with the Medrol or Flexeril. Period. He made adjustments in her medications and recommended completion of a full course of physical therapy. Period. She was to return in 4 to 6 weeks. Period. She did return on 5/18/22, reporting about 50% improvement in her symptoms with therapy. Period. She followed up on 7/8/22 and was recommended for further therapy. Period. The last visit with Dr. Obouyat was on 8/5/22. Period. He explained the signal intensity changes in the right pedicle of T9 is likely a stress traumatic edema consistent with her traumatic event on 1/5/22. Period. Unfortunately, she had not continued with the recommended plan of formal physical therapy, and she had a return of her pain and loss of progress. Period. He again recommended she continue with her course of therapy formally. Period. There were now 2 months where the patient had not been contacted by her adjuster after multiple attempts made by this doctor's office and by the patient herself. Period. He placed her on modified duty. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she claimed her back had a fracture in it, but no fracture was seen on either MRI. paired extremities upper. Inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue in the upper arms, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Paired and then normal through. There was tenderness at the left CMC joint, but there was none on the right. Hands versus elbows, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities, lower. Inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue of the thighs, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Paired her legs were shaven bilaterally. Paired skin was otherwise normal in color, tiger, and temperature. The rest of that is normal. Cervical is normal. Thoracic inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue. Paired there was superficial tenderness in the midline from T9 through T12. Paired the rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue but preserved lordotic curve and no scars. Paired active flexion was to 65 degrees with tenderness, probably limited by her girth. Paired extension was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Paired bilateral rotation and side bending were full. Paired she had tenderness at the right parietal musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. She had positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Paired Hoover maneuver had to be deferred due to her body habitus. Paired impressions. On 1-5-22, Tasha Threadgill slipped and fell on steps exiting the home where she was working. Paired the next day, she was seen at patient first and underwent an appropriate diagnostic workup. Paired she was initiated on conservative care. Paired she then came under the hand specialty care of Dr. Fletcher, who also treated her conservatively. Paired at one point, the petitioner felt ready to return to work and was allowed to do so. Paired she also was seen by a spine specialist who had her undergo MRI studies of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Paired. Ms. Threadgill participated in physical therapy, but apparently not on a continuous basis. Paired. She is no longer working for the insured. Paired. She has been working for another company doing the same type of work. Paired. She says this other job, quote, didn't happen, period, end quote. The paragraph of the current examination found Ms. Threadgill was extremely obese, period. She had a full range of motion of the left upper extremity. Paired she had tenderness at the left CMC joint, but provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired she had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. Paired she had mildly limited range of motion at the lumbar spine, consistent with her abdominal girth. Paired sitting and supine straight leg raising maneuvers were both negative. Paired she did have positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers just for symptom magnification. Paired new paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the left hand, comma, thoracic spine, comma, or lumbar spine. Paired in this event, Ms. Threadgill sustained soft tissue injuries that have resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.